Cuimhneamh an Clárs is getting ready to host its first in-person event for over 2 years. Down Memory Lane is part of Beltana Festival, Ireland's national celebration of the arts and creativity as we age. And Down Memory Lane is an event which aims to preserve the memories of County Clare's past for the future. And we have a number of guests to chat about this. But before we get to them, let's give you a little flavour of Down Memory Lane. And in this clip, we hear Helen O'Briney Hegarty, who's a native of Kilnamona, recount a story of her grandfather, Owen Hegarty, who was known for his cures and managed to prevent a young Aina man's leg being amputated.
Owen was known for cures. Was it for people, or did he also help animals that were ill?
Well, it was people. It was people he had cures for. There was a man who taught in Aina, Burke. He had been taken up to the Mater Hospital with bone disease, a young man. They had scraped the bone and it turned black, and then they said there was no more they could do with it. And the best thing was to get the leg amputated. So the father wouldn't allow it. So they came back down, and a neighbour said to him, "Why don't you take your son down to Owen Hegarty, and he'll cure him?" And down they come in the horse and car with a mattress inside in the car, and the poor lad stretched out on it. And when my grandfather saw him, he said, "You know, I didn't ever claim I could work miracles. What I'm going to do," he said, "you may not be able even to bear it." He said, "This will be very severe treatment I'll be putting on your leg." So the father said, "Well, Owen, you're our only hope." And so he made up the plaster, went into his room and made up the plaster and plastered up his leg. And he went off home with his dad. And he said that father was telling afterwards, with the pain he could hardly bear to be inside in the bed. It was so severe. But he lived through it. And he was the father of that Tom Burke that became a teacher in Clonanaha. Wasn't that some achievement? The flesh, the bone, which was black, and the leg came back to life and grew flesh, and he didn't have an amputation. He lived to be a normal individual and married, and that was Tom's dad.
That's absolutely fascinating stuff there. That was Helen O'Briney Hegarty, a native of Kilnamona, recounting a story of her granddad, Owen Hegarty, who was known for his cures and managed to prevent a young Aina man's leg being amputated. Joining us now to chat about Cuimhneamh an Clár and the Down Memory Lane event in studio, we are joined by Leonard McDonough, who is from Dysart and is a curator of the event. Good morning to you, Leonard.
Good morning, Alan, and thanks for the opportunity.
No, thanks very much for coming in. And also on the line, we have another curator of the event. That's Geraldine Green. Geraldine's from Clonanaha, Aina, Kilnamona. Good morning to you, Geraldine.
Good morning, Alan and Leonard. How are you?
Thanks very much for being with us. So I guess before we get to the Down Memory Lane event itself, Leonard, can you tell us a bit about Cuimhneamh an Clár? I saw that quote and I think it's a really, really nice line. When an old person dies, a library burns. It really evokes the image of all the things they've seen and heard and learned throughout their lifetime. And if you don't put it down somewhere, and if they haven't passed it on to their future generations, it's lost.
That's exactly the reason that Cuimhneamh an Clár was set up in 2009, Alan, with a number of people who were of the same mind, that an oral heritage on our doorstep was there to be recorded. Sadly, a lot of it had passed away. But the foresight of people like Tomás McConvara and people like him, saw the need to do something about this. And Cuimhneamh was born from that need. And from that stemmed the whole process of identifying and recording our elderly citizens, the length and breadth of the county. And so began the building of an archive of material, which we hopefully will have in the years to come, a rich source of how people lived in Clare and the lives they lived, and in times when things were less affluent. And as you heard from the clip, the description, just to close your eyes and listen and picture that scene with the men stretched out in the horse and car on a mattress. You can imagine the times and the difficulties and the fears. So we're really enthused to get out after the pandemic, meet the people, talk to them, get them talking to each other, and get them discussing the little clips that we have produced. And I think Geraldine has done Trojan work in that. And a previous event in Kildemona went down tremendous. And despite the weather at the time, there was a huge turnout and there's a huge interest in this. And that drives us. It gives us that energy and that spirit to be out there and identify people who, sadly, you know, we have seen it over the pandemic, many have passed on. So
yeah.
Our aim is to try and protect as much as we can, preserve it and have it there for future generations.
A really, really good idea, Geraldine. And I guess, you know, these people are only too delighted to participate. And I'm thinking particularly, you know, and Leonard's alluded to the pandemic and particularly older members of the community who are isolated and maybe didn't have much family or any family and don't get the opportunity to really talk to people too much. So to get the opportunity to pass on their life story and reminiscences and eventful interest in things that happened to them, they're very appreciative of it, I'd guess.
Absolutely. And I think often when a person passes on, I think it's mostly then that families and neighbours appreciate the actual availability then of their voice on a CD or and seeing the photos of them, you know. All too often, I even recall my father going back 20, 30 years ago, he said, oh, there's a great man up there, you know, up in Morris's Mills or whatever, and he speaks Irish all the time, and he's great stories, or another man up in Bellier. Would someone go and record him while he's alive? And, you know, people say, oh, yeah, we'll do it, but it wasn't done generally. And thankfully then, since 2009, Queen of Inclore are doing it. You know, and people I have recorded and who have passed on, and some of the, if there's a large family, which there often was in the past, or some might even have emigrated, and they mightn't have been aware of the interview and the recording. And when they pass on then, the interviewee passes on, the family really love having their voice back, and they just be able to have it in a CD form and turn it on, and it kind of relives the memories for them, you know?
Yeah, and so Leonard,
it preserves the memories of the past for the future. And their children or grandchildren now mightn't be interested, but as people get older, they get more interested. And then, sadly, unless it has been recorded, it's gone. And, of course, digitized as well. You know, that's very important. Now, there's a huge amount of work involved in it on our part, and, you know, organizing dates and archiving it and, you know, writing up notes and abstract and all of that. But it's probably a labour of love, I suppose, I could say.
Well, thankfully, you're all involved with it. And Leonard, just to go back to you, I mean, how can you enlighten us on the selection process for the people who give you their memories? Do you seek them out? Do they get in touch with you?
Well, I suppose news travels word of mouth, and in a locality people would know of the great characters that existed, and we would have known them and we would be used to them growing up and all to that of it. And these people, I suppose, their way of life was sitting down after a hard day's work, and television or those distractions didn't exist. So they chatted, and they chatted about everything. But some had a greater gift of chatting and storytelling. And so began the interest for us young lads, even though we didn't always get what they were talking about. But we enjoyed the way the story was delivered, a bit like listening to maybe Eddie Linehan or somebody like that in times gone by. But it was when somebody, I suppose, has a story to tell and are willing to tell it, we visit them, we talk to them, make contact with them. We would know them on many occasions. And the ones we have selected are people that are well known in the local area. They're known by everybody, obviously, but you can only select so many. And the ones we have selected give a flavour of how life was in the locality and in Ireland generally. And one in particular, in the parish of Iona was a great character who passed away a couple of years ago, John Coote. And John was one of those who had a love for life, hunting, shooting dogs, making deals, buying, selling horses. And it's absolutely riveting to listen back again to what I had recorded. The energy he puts into it is just a little microscopic view into how he lived and the enthusiasm and the energy. And as he says himself, he wasn't afraid of anything, day or night.
And that just gives you an indication of another one of the, no doubt, many characters who have been recorded by Caoimhneamh an Clár. Hundreds, around 550 interviews recorded by the group. Geraldine, can you tell us what's going to be happening with Down Memory Lane? That's happening this day week.
Today week in Iona. The event will start at 7:30, but doors will be open at seven, or even maybe if anyone wants to come a little bit before it. We will have some memorabilia and books and other things on display there as well. So hopefully as Leonard said, we had a wonderful turnout in Kilimona. That's 4 years ago, pre the pandemic. And so hopefully we'll have a great turnout there. It's a free event, but of course donations, we won't say no to a few donations. And we will have some refreshments as well in the hall. So Iona Hall is on the N85, halfway between Ennis and Lahinch, we will say, at the junction where you turn left for Iona. And there's ample car parking there by the church and the hall. And so it is a fine hall, very accessible and great facilities there. And thanks to the community there for making it available. And so as I said, some audiovisual presentations. We'll have the recording clips. And also, we will have a roving mic, and Paula Carroll, well known to you and who's with us in Caoimhneamh an Clár, it will be available. If anybody in the audience, or especially if any of the people we've recorded are there, you know, if they want to, or families want to add a comment or share a memory with us. Yeah. I might just say on the selection of the people, say these are people from the parish. When I did it in Kilimona 4 years ago, there was people say from the Kilimona side of the parish. I'm actually from Kilimona, but it's a parish of three areas. I'll put them in my order, Kilimona, Iona and Clunanaha. So this is focusing mostly on recordings from Clunanaha, Iona. Now, some people might be, you know, they might have been born within Kilimona and lived in Iona or vice versa. And also Morris's Mills, Mahara towards Dysart. That can be kind of, it depends on postal address and where the children might, families might have gone to school. They would associate either with Iona or Kilimona. So there's sort of a bit of a grey area, a grey line in some areas. But so I would have recorded a lot of people around the county, but this is just, as I say, people from our own parish. Some of them I wouldn't have known at all. So often a family member might suggest to me, oh gosh, you should hear Mary or Johnny or whatever, they have a great story to tell and they love tracing and whatever. And then I would make contact with them, maybe go for a visit or meet the family or whatever, and we'd set up a time. A good lot of them I would know, obviously, being from the parish, but not everybody. You know,
okay, it should be a really
and that makes their stories more interesting as well when I mightn't know them, but maybe my family would have known them or they would have been of my grandparents' era or whatever, you know.
Yeah, and this should be a really good occasion next Thursday, Down Memory Lane. That's as Geraldine mentioned there, audiovisual presentations of recordings and interviews with Iona and Clunanaha people, and there'll be memorabilia on display as well. Just before we finish, Leonard, people can check out these interviews. I know we would have touched on this before when we spoke to Paula Carroll some time ago about this. You can go online to hear some of the recordings.
Yes, you can. We're at www.clearmemories.ie, and you can go in there and you can select, any number. Now, I must explain that we have Caoimhneamh an Clár are a small group of courtiers based on the old word visiting, as in court, who currently run the, I suppose, what is Caoimhneamh an Clár now, and depleted as we kind of reached the pandemic and things like that. There was a lot of valuable work done of people who had been recorded, and then the abstracting of that interview and the uploading of that onto the archive. There's quite an amount of work involved in it. But I would say, just going back to the event, that if anybody knows an elderly person who would should be interviewed, would like to be interviewed, would wish us to call, we'll put them on a list and we'll get somebody from the group in due course to sit down with them and interview them. And very often it's with the consent of the individual themselves and their families. And I have to say that we have to be, Creed and Funclar are very, very thankful and grateful for those who have given their interviews down the number of years since we've come into existence. And we would thank those individuals because they are the people who made this county what it is, and their families, and the support that they give us, and the great, I suppose, grow that they have for what we do. So we thank them, and a lot of people deserve great credit for that, including yourself for giving us the space to advertise that.
We'll take that. A little bit of credit. You guys deserve the overwhelming majority. But thank you very much, and hope that there's a good attendance next Thursday at Aina Community Centre for Down Memory Lane. Audio-visual presentations of recordings and interviews with Aina and Clunanaha people, and there'll be a display of memorabilia and more besides. And it is a free event. A big thank you to the two of the curators of the event, Leonard McDonough from Dyserton Studio, with us and on the line from Kilnamona, Aina Kilnamona, and Clunanaha, Geraldine Green as well.